Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
America, welcome to our show here. We're just getting started here on this Monday, August 30th, 2010 here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I think that's Chris in the control room. I haven't really figured that out yet. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The first thing I want to do right off the top, though, in this time when we are seeing this continued push for war with Iran, war with Syria, war with anybody. I mean, basically, we've got way too many governments on this planet who are desperate to start a war as the best way out of the incredible mess they have made of planet Earth. And we need to always be aware of what is called a false flag attack. What is a false flag attack? Well, that is where Group A attacks Target B and puts the blame on innocent bystander C in order to get B and C to fight each other. On a personal level, psychiatrists call it "let's you and him fight." There are people who go around who express their personal power and authority by tricking other people into fighting each other. A common stereotypical example would be a girl who's flirting with two guys to get them to fight each other to sort of make herself feel good about how she's in control of her interpersonal relationships and things like that. On a national level, it's called a false flag attack. The Levon affair was a false flag attack. The tricking of Reagan into bombing Libya, so forth and so on, all these things going on. Probably at this point, the most famous yet still officially unacknowledged false flag attack was Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And we have all seen a lot of books going back and forth about exactly what happened, and most of them tend to be very dry treatises. The ones who are talking about the attack are basically putting out all the available facts, figures, and evidence that Israel knew what they were doing, that they intended to sink the ship and leave no survivors, and blame Israel for it in order to trick the U.S. into war on Egypt for the sake of Israel. The books and articles that come out on the other side basically just rehash the official documents all over again, saying, well, I've read Israel's official report, and yes, by golly, it says they're innocent of any wrongdoing, which, of course, is the same behavior we're seeing now with the Goldstone report and the attack on the aid flotilla. But there is a new book out now, and it's called What I Saw That Day, Israel's June 8th, 1967 Holocaust of U.S. Servicemen Aboard the USS Liberty and Its Aftermath. It's written by Phil Turney, who's a survivor of that attack on the Liberty, and co-author Mark Glenn. And what sets this book apart, this is not a very dry technical retelling. This is a first-person rendering, not of what was actually going on so much as what it felt like. First of all, to be attacked by America's allies, then to have one's own government turn around and threaten them, threaten the crew of the ship to remain silent. And so joining me on the show today for this first hour is Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. Aloha, gentlemen. Thank you for spending time with me today.
Hi, Mike, and congratulations on your new show.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and, I echo that also, Mike. Good job.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Phil, I want to start with you. Obviously this book represents your personal memoir and perception of what was going on. And we know that in the fog of war and military necessity, a lot of very strange things get done. We know now, of course, that the whole Gulf of Tonkin incident was ginned up out of a bogus sonar report to justify the war. We know because of documents classified in 1994, Franklin Roosevelt knew the Japanese were coming to attack Pearl Harbor, had goaded them into it. I keep forgetting this first segment of this show is really, really short here. So we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Phil Turney about his experiences aboard the Liberty and betrayal at the hands of the U.S. government. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dried Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the new book, What I Saw That Day, a personal remembrance, as it were, of Israel's 1967 attack on the USS Liberty and the U.S. government's demands, insistence on covering it all up after the fact to protect Israel. And why this is current today is two reasons. First of all, the possibility that there will once again be a false flag attack to kick off the war that all of our political leaders seem to be drooling over so assiduously right now. And the other, of course, is we saw the same exact thing with Israel's attack on the international aid flotilla last May, where the government of the United States is saying, look, it was, you know, they had a right. We've got to protect Israel. We can't ever say anything bad about them. And just groveling before this foreign government. I mean, any other country attacks a U.S. ship, you know, we bomb them. I mean, we've got the Sixth Fleet killing Somali pirates for doing exactly what Israel did to the aid fleet. Any other country attacks one of our warships, heck, even when they don't attack them, you know, when the USS Maddox thought there were torpedoes, we went to war in Vietnam. But when Israel attacks Americans, they get a get-out-of-jail-free card, and I don't know why. Nobody will explain what this so-called special relationship means. But getting back to the situation, Phil, basically, what did it feel like when you were on the USS Liberty and at the point where you realized that this was one of America's so-called friends attacking your ship?
What did I feel like, and when did I realize it? It was one of the most heartbreaking moments of my life then, and it gets even more heartbreaking as the years go on because of the dangers that lay ahead are much more evil and sinister than they were in 1967, even though the government of the United States and the government of Israel went hand in hand to sink an American ship and murder 34 American souls and blame it on a foreign government is about as low as you can get. You know, LBJ in the movie JFK says, you want your war, you got your war. Well, he did the same thing with the government of Israel. You want to sink this ship, you can sink this ship and bring us into the war. So it is, you said groveling is a very kind word for what our representatives do in this country to the state of Israel. They can get by with anything, say anything, kill anybody, and we support them with our money, our churches, and our hearts. And why, I don't know.
Well, it is rather amazing. I mean, I can't speak for back in 1967, although it is very obvious, you know, because of that recent Senate report that came out that was declassified, Israel has been taking a large portion of that American tax money that gets sent to them every year and coming right back in to buy our Congress and buy our media in order to subvert the United States of America to the will of the Israeli government. And I'm sure that was definitely a factor back in 1967. My personal opinion is that the reason the U.S. government groveled before Israel over the international aid flotilla is that Israel is blackmailing the United States with 9/11. And I think probably future history will look back at the decline and fall of the United States of America and realize the biggest single foreign policy mistake made by our government was this idea that they could do this 9/11 hoax in partnership with Israel and not have Israel turn around immediately and blackmail the U.S. government with it from then on. And certainly looking at Israel's behavior since 9/11, their arrogance and their demands have just gone right through the roof. I mean, completely unreasonable. They know they've got the U.S. government by the short and curlies, and they can do whatever they want and get away with whatever they want. And it's angering to ordinary Americans because we vote for and surrender our tax money to the government on the theory they're going to be taking care of this country, not somebody else's country on the other side of the planet. And it's now acknowledged Israel does have nuclear weapons. They've had them for a very long time. The Government Accounting Office recently released a report confirming Henry Kissinger's observation that Israel built their first nuclear weapons with weapons-grade uranium they stole from right here in the United States of America through an organization called NUMEX. And it just goes on and on and on, and you keep saying to the government, Israel is doing these things. And the government comes back and says, well, our official policy is ambiguity. We're going to pretend that we don't really know what's going on here because that makes it legal to go on sending them money. And you begin to wonder, whose side is the government on? Now, can you tell us, basically, at the point, when representatives of the government, there was this admiral who basically came in and said, you are not allowed to talk about this to anybody under threat of whatever they threatened you with, when you began to realize that your own government was going to side with your attacking, Israel, over you, the loyal servicemen to the United States of America?
Absolutely. I'd be glad to, Mike. But first, I'd like to say that, you said that 9/11 has got America by the short ones. Well, I believe this for 43 years, the key to peace in the Middle East is the USS Liberty. I believe that till the day I die. Because if the government of the United States, the people of the United States, may I say, find out what LBJ did to conspire to kill 294 Americans with the help of Israel and blame it on a foreign country, they're blackmailing us. They're blackmailing us in a lot of areas. And going back to the Admiral Isaac Kidd, I was debriefed several days after the attack in the sick bay area, and he is a flag admiral. He came aboard the ship. He got us in small groups. There was four or five people in my group. He took his stars off, Mike, and threw them on the stainless steel table, and they rang out, and the ringing is still in my ears. I'll never forget it. And he says, gentlemen, he says, I'm just like you, a seaman, a petty officer, the lowest rank you can get, but I need your help. And I can't solve this, and I can't get this done without your help. And we felt very, very comfortable with him, like he was our father. So we opened up, all of us, we opened up our hearts, told them exactly what we saw. We saw the machine gunning of the life rafts. We saw the shooting of the flag being shot down not once, not twice, but three times. Had to put a third flag up. We saw the machine gunning of the firefighters and stretcher bearers. We saw the napalm dropping on the ship, and they put a 40 by 40 foot hole in our ship by five torpedoes sent at us by three different torpedo boats. And as the torpedo hit us and we were trying to gain our wits about us, they kept on circling the ship and shooting our repairman, our firefighters and stretcher bearers with no regard for life. They were just there was glee in their hearts for what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And we opened up our hearts and told the Admiral this and everything. And at the end of it, he put his stars back on, and he said, listen, this is the way it is. I'm an Admiral again, and if you ever repeat what you just told me to anybody, including your parents, your best friend, your enemy, I don't care, your shipmate, I'll guarantee you, you will end up in prison or worse, and we all know what worse meant, mm-hmm. and that is death. And so, yeah, he put the fear of God in us. First, they leave us out there to die at the hands of a foreign government, supposedly our ally. They recall the aircraft and leave us out there for 18 hours without any help, hoping we'd sink. And then we got a flag admiral of the United States of America telling us not to tell the truth to anybody is about as much as a person could take. And I'll tell you what. This government needs to get off its rear end and get off its knees to Israel and stand up for itself. No more foreign aid for anybody, including Israel and everybody else. America first, America always.
Well, I definitely agree with that. We even have a banner up at the front of our website now saying, putting America first, second, and third. We've been running this little motto for this election season. No government can serve two masters, and a government that serves Israel cannot serve America, and certainly the attack on the USS Liberty and the subsequent cover-up proves it. America was not served by allowing Israel to attack our ship and our sailors, and America was not served by covering it up and protecting for Israel, and America certainly was not served where our own flag officers are threatening our sailors to keep the truth hidden from the American people. That's not serving the American people. I mean, I've read that Constitution from one end to the other. The government is not authorized to lie to the American people. Period. End of discussion. And the 10th Amendment says they may not presume that right. And so when you have Israel attacking a U.S. ship and putting the blame on Egypt, and our government says, oh, there's nothing there to see, the government delegitimizes itself at that very point. It ceases to be the legal government of this land. The moment the government lies to us, it's no longer the legitimate government of the United States of America. And I strongly, strongly believe that. And I understand the necessity of keeping military secrets from the hands of our enemies. But this is not a military secret. This is our government siding with a foreign government against our own people. I mean, Charles I got his head chopped off for that very crime. And yet, we here in the United States of America, you know, it seems to be standard operating procedure. Whatever Israel wants, Israel gets, very often to the detriment of the United States of America. We understand now the U.S. government is selling them huge amounts of military fuel stocks for whatever it is they're getting ready to do in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, most people don't know this, but it is actually in United States law that the United States guarantees Israel's oil supplies, even if it causes shortages here in the United States of America. And again, you get back to this question, whose side is the government on? We're going to take another break here. When we come back, we're going to continue with Mark Glenn and the writing of this book, What I Saw That Day. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the new book, What I Saw That Day, by Mark Glenn and Phil Turner. We've been talking with Phil Turney about what it felt like to be a U.S. service person who put on the uniform of the military services of the United States of America only to be attacked by an ally, and after that to be told by the government of the United States to shut up because your near death was an embarrassment to our good friends in Israel. This segment I'd like to move over to Mark Glenn. Mark, you know, obviously, you know, this is a major issue for you, and what was your goal in getting this book written and published?
Well, Mike, years ago when I first started reading this website on the internet, whatreallyhappened.com,
never heard of it.
Guy, and this guy who ran this website basically washed away the dirt from my eyes, and I could see what kind of trouble we were in this country. And I started looking through all of the little armaments that we had to fight back at this thing. You know, we had 9/11, and we had the Federal Reserve and all the rest of these. But then when I came upon this story about the USS Liberty, I said, that's it. That is the magic bullet right there. There is no controversy surrounding this. It is an open and shut case. The American people, when they are made aware of what took place that day by the survivors themselves, they're going to be forced with this very difficult emotional position. They're either going to believe the survivors, they're either going to support the troops, or they are going to support the testimony of a foreign government that attacked these troops. So my reason for doing this was that, like I said, you know, I'm looking through my arsenal here of all the different weapons that I have. And this is a bazooka. This thing is a no-brainer. And so I knew that if the American people, if they could be made aware of this, out of all the smelling salts out there that stood the best chance of waking them up to the danger that they face because of this poisonous relationship we have with Israel, the USS Liberty is the best way to do that. And so in addition to the fact that I have a lot of respect for these men, for what they went through, because as you know, having read the book, it is heartbreaking to not just have to go through this two-hour ordeal where somebody is trying to murder you, but then to have to pick up the pieces, literally the physical pieces of your friends as they are strewn out all over the deck of the ship, and then to have your own government tell you that if you breathe a word of this to anyone, we're going to put you in prison or we're going to kill you. So, and I believe that. I agree with Phil. You know, these Arab governments in the Middle East who are complaining about Israel and complaining about the United States and you know, the situation in the Middle East, they have had the answer. They have had their solution to their problems now for 43 years, which is the USS Liberty story. They don't need to build nuclear weapons. They don't need foreign aid. All they need to do is to get on the floor of the UN General Assembly and tell the world body there about what happened 43 years ago. And believe me, if they start doing that and they start using the power of that microphone that they have in front of them, then American support for Israel will vanish. And when American support for Israel vanishes, Israel will vanish as well.
Well, you know, what's kind of interesting, because every time I talk about the USS Liberty, I always bring up the Levant affair, because if you go back and you look at that, it was another effort to try by Israel to destroy relations between Egypt and the West. And in this case, there were bombings that were taking place, and the evidence was being left to frame Egypt. And we're going through that same sort of evolutionary process, because after one of the bombs detonated prematurely and they caught one of the Israeli agents, and Israel did exactly the same thing then that they would later do with the USS Liberty. Oh, it's all an anti-Semitic plot. Our enemies have tricked us into this thing. They're even doing that. Yesterday I got in the email this latest piece of propaganda from Israel that the whole international aid flotilla was a clever trap to make Israel look bad. These are people who cannot accept personal responsibility for their criminal actions. And they did the same thing in the Levant affair. But what's important to remember is that eventually Israel was forced to admit, yeah, we were blowing up things in Egypt and framing the Egyptians for it in order to sabotage political relations between Egypt and the U.S. and Egypt and Great Britain. They were forced to admit it after a long period of denial. So anytime somebody says, well, you know, we've heard about the Liberty, but Israel says it's an accident and the U.S. says it's an accident. Yeah, we've been down that road before, and Israel was eventually forced to admit they were guilty of these crimes. Certainly in the aftermath of the attack on the aid flotilla, American support and trust and faith in Israel is plummeting. I know they still got the Christian Zionists completely bamboozled, you know, and completely suckered in with their religious hysteria. But for any sentient human beings right now, support for Israel in the United States is collapsing rapidly, and I think Israel is in a state of panic, because they understand when they lose that big bully United States to protect them, you know, all of these other Middle Eastern countries they've been abusing and attacking are going to come back and say, okay, payback is going to be a cast iron bitch.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think that you're right about Israel panicking, Mike. And I think that all of this anti-Islamic hysteria that we see taking place is evidence of that. They are so
absolutely
desperate to get the camera taken off of them and off of their ugliness. I mean, after, well, there it is.
Mark,
so.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is Mike there?
Yeah, you kind of perked my interest. Aloha, by the way, with talking about how the government gets away with everything. Of course, it's, you know, Levant Affair was in the 1950s. That was Israel. And Lyndon Baines Johnson, of course, was intimately involved in with supposedly the quote that he wanted that GD ship on the bottom.
Rather than embarrass our ally Israel, yeah.
Recalling the sortie not once but twice. They sent interceptors.
Air cover from the America, I think. Was it the America, Phil?
USS Saratoga.
Saratoga.
Okay.
Yeah, they sent dispatched jets out twice, didn't they? From all the accounts?
Yes, they did.
And they were recalled twice. So this was 1967. I think we can extrapolate that things have not gotten any better since then, since this has really largely been continually covered up. I just had another incident today, and I don't know if you've looked. I know I friended you on Facebook, but I had another incident today of a random cell phone microphone audio ending up on my on my fax line here at the local TV station where I work, and I was able to call the woman back and tell her what she was doing. And she's not, you know, interviewed her a little bit and took her a little bit of her information and asked her if she would be willing to take an affidavit out, you know, if I can ever get a legal action going on this, because it's actually damaged me, ties up my fax line for up to 45 minutes at a time.
But okay, well, we're kind of getting off topic here.
What I'm getting at, know, but what I'm getting at is that they're listening to all of our phone calls. It's, you know, from 1967 to now, they've built this into capability, and they're profiling all of us, I think, and it's built into the phone system.
Well, there's no question there. I mean, just before 9/11 happened, the FBI started to roll up the largest single foreign spy operation in the United States in our history, and of course it was Israeli, and they tripped onto it when they discovered that Israeli drug dealers were getting police information from their pagers and phone systems. And the investigation was settling on two companies. One was called Amdocs, which was an Israeli-owned company that handles billing for almost every U.S. phone company, which means they always know who is calling who. That's a tremendous resource for intelligence. And the second one was a company called Converse Infosys, which was the Israeli company contracted to put wiretapping equipment, build it right into our phone system. And, of course, the implication is they left a back door into the system where they could call into it and use it to eavesdrop on phones. There is one school of thought that this was the system that was used to record Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky's phone sex sessions by tapping into Monica's phone at the Watergate complex.
Based on my proof, though, it goes one step further. All the phone mics are on when the phone is on the hook. They're not just listening to phone conversations. My evidence, and by the way, I've had access to some network news servers. I've posted a video of this where I've aired this live on the air. The local audience knows about it. I've demonstrated it to people when it happens in the office. I've got numerous witnesses to it. News producers just say, well, the public won't understand it, and we'll put it down as conspiracy theory, and they dismiss it. The Electronic Frontier Foundation won't return my phone calls. The American Civil Liberties Union will not return my phone calls. They're not interested in the evidence that I've got that the phone mics are live all the time. It's the Matrix.
Well, you know, I mean, we already know and then I got to let you go here because we're pulling off of our topic here. We know that the reason modern cell phones all have a speakerphone mode was to justify the presence of a microphone able to hear the entire room. We know that the authorities can switch on that mic remotely. As far as the landline phones, I know the older units, there's actually a cutoff in the hook to take the mic offline. I have not had a chance to examine the new phones to see if that's still the case or not. But the bottom line is, yeah, we know this kind of stuff goes on. Mike, we got to let you go. I don't want to wander off topic. I want to get back here to Mark Glenn. I mean, obviously, you know, Israel's agenda, I mean, Israel's a little tiny country. They're about half the size of New Jersey. They don't like to fight their own wars. They want to get all their weapons for free from the United States or from Great Britain or every other nation that they're parasitizing at the moment. But when push comes to shove, they would rather trick other people into fighting each other, like the attack the USS Liberty, blame Egypt in order to get the U.S. to go and attack Egypt. The Levant affair, same agenda. Get the United States to go attack Egypt, get the United States to attack Iraq, get the United States to attack Iran. And now, as you were saying earlier in the show here, very obviously we know that the big push for this brouhaha over the New York mosque is coming from well-known established Israel First or neocons. The funding for all their websites and all their rallies is coming out of these various pro-Israel groups. And, you know, they're just pushing this as hard as they can in the media. And for myself, the bottom line is anytime you hear somebody screaming about how we should not allow a mosque near Ground Zero, I have two replies to that. One, the only people arrested on 9/11 near the World Trade Towers were Israelis. Three of them were Mossad agents. And the second thing is the guy who was convicted and executed for blowing up the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City was a Christian. Should we start banning Christian churches in Oklahoma City? Should we start banning Christian churches near federal buildings all across the country? You can't have one without the other here. And I think it's... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. I mean, Newt Gingrich apparently came out. He's on this, you know, ban the mosque thing, and he's saying, we'll let them build mosques in the United States when those Arab countries build synagogues in theirs. And, of course, he's being an absolute twit because following the bombing of Lebanon by Israel in 2005, yeah, they got a mosque in downtown Beirut. They're not holding a grudge.
You mean a synagogue?
You know, I'm sorry?
You mean a synagogue.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's what I said. Yeah, they've got a synagogue in downtown Beirut. And so we've got Lebanon is acting far more civilized than the people in New York right now.
Absolutely. And Mike, I think that the thing that people have got to understand, especially people who are either on the anti-mosque hysterical tirade or sitting on the fence, what they've got to understand is this. Destroying the Islamic world, that is just the appetizer. Okay, what Israel really intends to do is to destroy the West, to destroy America. They see themselves as the lone superpower. They are God's chosen people, and Jerusalem is destined to be the headquarters of the capital of the world. They are using us to fight the Muslims because they know that in the end it is going to bankrupt our countries, and who is going to be left sitting on top of all of that oil in the Middle East? It's going to be Israel.
Well, it goes further than that. What Israel is trying to do right now is bring about a new age of the Holy Crusades. Israel would love it if they could trick the stupid Christians and the stupid Muslims into killing each other off to cleanse the earth to pave the way for this new government that you're talking about here. The question is, are we really as stupid as Israel likes to imagine that we are? My answer is no, we aren't. We see through what's going on here. Israel survives and perpetuates itself by tricking its enemies into killing each other off. They've been doing it for 60 years. They're trying to do it again right now. They understand that world agreement and support for Israel is in decline, and waving Holocaust at us isn't working anymore. And
right.
Shouting anti-Semite isn't working anymore. All the old dirty tricks are not working any longer, and they're hitting the panic button.
Absolutely.
Okay, we got another caller on the line, D in Minnesota. Aloha, D. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, Mark Glenn. You know, you're so good, you really should be on radio.
I was.
Why don't you get a show on Republic or Genesis? You'd be really good at it.
Well, I was on the radio. We're not going to discuss that in this context. But listen, D, if you want to hear what I have to say, I do have a pod site, a podcast that I broadcast on. Just go to The Ugly Truth, that's all one word, theuglytruth.podbean, just like green bean, but it's podbean, theuglytruth.podbean.com, and thank you very much for the kind words.
So it's theuglytruth.podbeans.com. .com? Okay, I'll do that. Phil, I'm sorry you went through what you did, and I'm sorry those dirtbags had the nerve to come out and threaten you with that watch and what have you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I am too, but you know what it was? It was a act of intimidation to make me blow a fuse and throw a punch at this guy, do whatever to cause a scene, to embarrass not only myself and my wife, but to embarrass the memory and the crew of the USS Liberty, and I've been around these people before, and I was not about to fall for his BS, and then get in trouble, go to jail possibly for beating up a supposed doctor, and the poor doctor, you know, he'd be suing me, and then everything goes on. But my wife did get a good licking on him, and then told him right. To his eyes, you're nothing but the devil, the devil, the devil. And then, you know, his reply was that we got what we deserved. We got what we deserved. That means the men of the U.S. Liberty, their lives.
People, you're kidding.
No, I'm not
kidding. Oh, my God, the absolute
gallery scumbags. Sorry, D. Phil, can I ask you a question?
Wow.
Do you know the name of the guy who was waving his watch in front of you?
I do not. I asked him for a card. I asked him for his name. He wouldn't give me anything. And then I wanted to try to take a picture of him, and he finally got the watch out of the way. We continued on with the conversation, and then I told him, I says, hey, listen, I know you either Mossad or Mossad wannabe or ADL or AIPAC or whatever you are, but, you know, the truth is, and I'm going to tell you this, very quietly. The men aboard the USS Liberty had Israeli flags all over that ship, praying that your country would kick the Arabs' rear ends because of what happened to you during World War II and the way you've been treated down through history, because, you know, we felt bad for you. And look what you did to us. And that's when he said you got what you deserved anyway. So they don't care about anybody but themselves. And I'm talking about
Phil, you know, you've touched on a very important point. You know, we're constantly raised in our schools and corporate media and everything to say to always feel sorry for Israel because of the terrible way they've been treated throughout history. But Phil, the only common factor in 2,000 years of constant persecution is how the Israelis treat the other people around them. When you look at how they've treated the United States and how they treated the USS Liberty and how they've treated you, there's a part of me that says, you know, maybe they deserve to be treated the way they were, and we should stop feeling sorry for them, and that maybe they need to learn how to get along with their fellow human being if they really want to have peace. Because,
absolutely, Mike. Listen, look at all these vets from Vietnam up to the Iraq-Afghanistan war, walking around with prosthetic legs and arms, and they don't want anybody feeling sorry for them. They get up on their own 2 feet and they walk, and if Israel breaks a fingernail, the whole world breaks apart. They want you to start crying and sending money in for them. It's time that stops. These people are using us like a banjo string. And if we don't get this straightened out soon, Mike, I'll tell you what, especially with this corrupt government we have right now, and the corrupt government we've had since 1967, if we don't clean house soon, they're going to take over the world, and we're going to end up in the concentration camps just like the Palestinians are.
We're going to end up living exactly like the Gazans. It's already happening. Look at all the homelessness and poverty that we're seeing come to the United States of America on our side of the wall. It doesn't get any plainer than that. We're going into another election season, and once again, we're seeing our candidates get up there and scream what a great friend to Israel they are. I am waiting for a candidate to get up there and say that they're going to be a great friend to the American people. I'm not hearing that. The silence is deafening. No government can serve two masters. A candidate who's a friend of Israel cannot be a friend of America. Vote him out. That's the only advice I'm putting out this election season. We cannot tolerate, we cannot survive, we cannot afford any more friends of Israel in our government.
Absolutely, absolutely not. And Sarah Palin is one of the biggest supporters of Israel of any person that I know, and she's the head of the Tea Party.
She had a flag of Israel in her office as governor of Alaska. It doesn't get more obvious than that.
Absolutely, it doesn't. And if any of the people in Congress that come up, especially Schumer, and you know Patrick King, and on and on and on, it doesn't matter who you talk to. When it comes to the word Israel, there is not one unkind word said. And you know we're fighting two wars for these people, fighting two wars, losing thousands of people. Yeah, and the horrible thing is that this will not leave their parents, their children, their aunts and uncles. It will not leave the servicemen that are dead, the people that are crying over their graves daily. I mean, my God, how much more can this country take? They've already bankrupted us. Now they want us to go bomb Iran, bomb Iran. Well, BS, you go bomb Iran. You leave us alone and fight your own wars.
Absolutely, and you know the bottom line is, if we go and bomb Iran and manage not to lose that one, which I think we will, then it'll be Saudi Arabia, then it'll be Qatar, then it'll be the United Arab Emirates. It's never going to stop until Israel gets what you know Eretz Israel that they claim the Bible promises them. Although obviously the people in Israel now really are not the descendants of the biblical Hebrews, but that's just part of their cultural mythology. It will never stop. When you give in to a bully, when you keep, you know, like a spoiled child, as long as you keep giving the spoiled child what they want when they throw a tantrum, they're going to go on throwing tantrums. First it was Iraq, Afghanistan. We're already in Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia. Now they're saying, you got to go into Iran. It looks like Israel's going to go back into Syria and Lebanon. It's never going to stop until the American government has the will to make it stop. And that, and the American government won't get the will to stop it until we, the American people, march into Washington, D.C. and say, you start working for us instead of Israel, or you're going to wind up suffering the same fate as Charles I.
Well, you know, the intelligence professionals out there, the people like Philip Giraldi, you know, and McGovern and many others, the people in the know, and the people in the know now that are in the military, they know what's going on, but they're bound by an oath. I think they're scared. But hey, I'm telling you guys, it's time to get out of your closet, and it's time to get the truth out. I don't care if you get dishonorably discharged from the United States of America. You better start telling the truth, because if you don't, you're just as guilty as the people that are going to do the murdering, that are murdering our servicemen right now. I know that's a hard one for people to swallow, but America comes first only.
All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be back to sum up with both Mark and Phil. Thank you for the call, Dee. We got to let you go. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up this hour. The book is called What I Saw This Day by Mark Glenn and Phil Tourney. And Mark, Anything you want to add to our discussion?
Yeah, what I'd like to ask you, Mike, what you thought of the book.
Well, I loved it, and I started reading it, and I felt myself drawn into it. Frankly, I think it would make a great movie. Nobody will ever do that, of course, in Hollywood, but it tells a story as a story of what it felt like, and it was much easier to sort of get into what the experience must have felt like than with any of the other books. So this, I think, this book is probably going to popularize the story a lot more than any of the other treatises and dry technical analysis of the event. It's not really a technical report. It is the telling of a great story, and I think for that reason, people are going to read it. People are going to say, wow, I guess that's what it must have felt like to have your own government betray you. And so that's the reason I like the book and why I wanted to get you back on the show.
Well, I appreciate that. And by the way, those of you out there who are interested in getting a copy, you can go to the website that we set up for the book, What I Saw That Day, all one word, whatisawthatday.wordpress.com, and it will give you the information you need to get hold of the book. And also, I want to plug Phil's radio show that he does two nights a week, Mike, on the Micro Effect. I believe it's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct, Mike.
Yeah, and so it's called the USS Liberty Survivor Hour. So I would encourage everybody out there, if you want to hear more of Phil, you can tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays to hear him and other survivors of the Liberty talk about what they went through.
All right. Well, I did put a link for the book up at whatreallyhappened.com. I'm not sure how RBN is going to feel about us plugging another network on this show, but we'll let it slide this one time only because it is an important story to get out there. Mostly because, you know, there are so many individuals who want a new war to send our young people off to die in, to justify bleeding Americans for more tax money. Mm-hmm. Eisenhower warned us we were going to come to this pass if we didn't really just pull back on the defense contractors and say, look, the war is over. Let us have an age of peace. And again, history is against us. The U.S. government got out of the crash of 1907 with World War One. They got out of the crash in 1929 with World War Two. Here we are in the crash of 2007, and look how hard they are pushing to get us into a new world war. We have got to stop them. Phil, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would, Mike. I just want to add that I really appreciate all you've done for the USS Liberty. There's not many broadcasters of your caliber that have come on the air and supported us as much as you have. And I salute you, and I salute you for being on RBN. I wish you all the best. I know that you're going to just make that RBN a whole lot better. Not that it isn't good now, but you have a great following. You're a great American. God bless America. And thank you, Mark Glenn, for giving me the chance to get my story out. Without you, I could have never done it. And I appreciate being American more than anything in this world. I bleed red, white, and blue as you guys do. So let's protect our homeland.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks an awful lot for that. And thank you, Mark Glenn and Phil. We'll have you back on there in the future. We need to always remember our history, because otherwise we are doomed to repeat it. Some very smart person said that, and I forget who it was. But, you know, I know that Robert Heinlein said history repeats. That's what's wrong with history, and he's certainly true. We seem to be doomed to making the same mistakes over and over and over again. But the key issue here is we are tricked into wars by Israel for Israel, and our young people pay the price for it. We pay the money for it. That's it for our first hour. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back in a minute or so to start hour number two. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Phil. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-